And now for reading and writing and radio.
"That's funny," said Pooh. "I dropped it in on the other side," said Pooh, "and it came out on this side. I wonder if it would do it again." And he went back for some more fir cones. It did. It kept on doing it. Then he dropped two in at once and leaned over the bridge to see which of them would come out first, and one of them did, but as they were both the same size, he didn't know if it was the one which he wanted to win or the other one. So the next time he dropped one big one and one little one, and the big one came out first, which was what he had said it would do, and the little one came out last, which was what he had said it would do, so that he had won twice. And when he went home for tea, he had won 36 and lost 28, which meant that you take 28 from 36, and that's what he was, instead of the other way around. And that was the beginning of the game called Pooh Sticks, which Pooh invented and which he and his friends used to play on the edge of the forest. But they played with sticks instead of fir cones because they were easier to mark.
That game was invented by Winnie the Pooh in the book The House at Pooh Corner by A.A. Milne. But can you invent games too?
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Today I'm here at South School in Taylorville, and we're taping our show, Pooh Sticks. With me are Ann Linvall, who is the third grade teacher, and four students who were in Ann's class last year. Let's get your names. We'll start with Dan.
Danny Martin.
Say it louder.
Danny Martin.
That's okay. Now Nate?
Nate Domanowski.
Domanowski, right?
Yeah.
And Shauna?
Shauna Harrison.
And that leaves Carrie.
Carrie Newland.
Now, these four kids were in Ann's class last year, and I'm going to start out with a question. Who is Pooh, and what are Pooh Sticks? Come on. What do you answer? Come on, Nate. Okay.
Pooh is like, he's a bear that is always making wrong choices and stuff like that.
Oh, a bear. Where do you find him? Is he a real bear that lives in a cave and hibernates in winter?
He's a stuffed animal bear.
He's a stuffed animal. And where do you find him? If we said to somebody, oh, you've got to meet Winnie the Pooh, where would you send them?
You'd send them out in England to find them.
You'd send them out in England. Well, there's a closer place. Carrie, mm-hmm. You know? Mm-mm. Where did you find Winnie the Pooh?
In a book.
In a book! Sure. What are the books?
Winnie the Pooh.
And you remember the name of the second book? I've got it, I think, right here. What's this?
The House at Pooh Corner.
The House at Pooh Corner, right. And do you know who wrote those books?
A.A.
Milne.
Alan Arden.
And are you familiar with those books?
Yes.
Tell me how familiar with those books you are.
I've read a bunch of books. I've read, like, when we were very young, and all kinds of books, and they're by Alan Arden Milne.
Okay. And, Shauna, when did you read these books?
In third grade.
Was there any particular reason you read them then? Did your teacher tell you, Carrie?
Because we wanted to find out what Pooh was like and what the author was like, so we read the book.
Okay. Maybe we could pause here for a moment and ask Anne why she was so interested in reading Winnie the Pooh with all of you last spring.
Well, I think Jackie was responsible for most of it because we had the British Children Literature class that was offered at Sangamon State. And that was a real enticement to doing some children's literature from Britain. I picked Winnie the Pooh is my project with my grade because I thought it was suitable as well as being excellent literature. And all of this turned out to be part of my classwork for Jackie's class in British Children's Literature, leading up to a terrific trip to England.
Let's ask now why we're calling this program Pooh Sticks, because the first part of my question was who is Pooh, and the second part is what are Pooh Sticks? Carrie's got her hand up.
Because Pooh always liked to play Pooh Sticks with his friends, and they threw sticks under the bridge, and the first one to come back was the winner.
Back up through the air like a boomerang? How wonderful.
No.
Have I got it wrong?
Through the river.
They'd throw it down on one side, and the water, whichever one went fastest to the other side of the bridge was the winner.
So they would throw a stick in. Did everybody have a stick? Is that the way you play the game?
Yeah.
Everybody has a stick. Okay, do you throw it in on the upstream side or on the downstream side?
Upstream.
The upstream side.
Upstream side. Then what happens to the stick?
It goes downstream, and then you cross the bridge real fast. And then
you run across the bridge, hang over the railing, wait for your stick to come through, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And if your stick comes through...
You're the winner.
First?
Yeah.
You're the winner, and that's the way you play Pooh Sticks.
Yeah.
What can happen to a stick?
It can get, like, caught or something. It can get caught or sink, maybe. Or
probably not so much sink unless something falls on it. But it can certainly get caught on a rock or on a branch or something
or
like that.
Eeyore.
Yes, in the story about Pooh Sticks, Eeyore comes floating through, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And who's Eeyore?
Eeyore is the donkey in the story that's always sad.
And gloomy.
Yeah, and gloomy. And he has a tail that always falls off.
He can never find it.
Mm-hmm. And how did he happen to be floating in the water?
Tigger bounced him, and so he just started floating downstream.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Shauna can tell us who Tigger is.
Tigger is a tiger.
Okay, take your hands away from your mouth, Shauna, so we can hear you. Tigger is a tiger.
Tigger is a tiger.
A real tiger?
No.
What's he?
Fake tiger.
A stuffed tiger like the rest?
Yeah.
A toy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he always likes to bounce. And he runs into everybody.
So he bounced he bounced Eeyore into the water. And then Eeyore came floating down the stream and got in on the game of Pooh Sticks by floating under the bridge, right? And
right.
Being seen.
And he would.
So he won, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful story, as are all the stories in the Winnie the Pooh and the House at Pooh Corner books, as well as the poems in Now We Are Six and When We Were Very Young. I understand you kids did some, besides reading the books, and did you read some of them out loud in class so everybody heard them? Did you read them to yourselves and out loud?
Yes.
And then in our regular reader in third grade, everybody read one of the stories in the regular reader.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other things we did was...
You did some projects, right?
Yeah, we read...
Okay, well, tell us good and loud, Dan.
Okay, we read the novel, we kept folders, and we... Everything we did and read, we put in there.
Okay.
We had writing activities, we said, on the station. And then we put on games, like word games. And then...
That had to do with Pooh-type words?
Yeah.
A.A. Milne-type words?
Yes. And then also we got to work on the computer. And finally, at the end, we had this... party, and we have like a bubble and it blows up with a fan, and we decorated like...
Okay, let's hear from somebody else on that. Nate, or want to tell us something about the bubble?
Okay. We had a party in the bubble and...
Maybe I better tell you what the bubble is. It's made out of Visqueen, and you tape three sides of it together and leave an opening, and then there's a little tunnel that goes to like a window-sized fan. And that inflates this Visqueen, so it looks like a bubble, but it's actually like a little house you can get inside. The one we had for Pooh's party was almost the size of our classroom.
Wow. And you blew it up in the classroom or outside?
Yes, we inflated it in the classroom, and then we planned some activities for a party for all the characters to go on there.
I bet you had to move all those desks and tables, everything out of the way.
Everything goes back.
Uh-huh. I remember some of the activities. One of them, I remember we had a dip out of this thing, and we got necklaces, drinks.
Now wait, you mean a fishing game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we made a bridge that looked like Pooh Sticks Bridge and put underneath, and you stood on the bridge and fished for a prize.
Yeah, I got it. I forget what I got. It was real. Well, I remember there were necklaces, fruit drinks, and you remember some more?
No, I don't. But everybody in the class, not just the group, the small group of students that of eight of us that read the novel, but everyone in the class participated in the party. And we had groups, like some planned this game and the party game Danny just described. We played kind of a blind man's bluff where you had a scarf around your head then you picked one of three dishes for the prize that the people put on.
Yeah,
some people did magic tricks. Everyone had something that they did, and we based those on a series of books we got from the public library, like the Get Well book, the magic trick books that were about Winnie the Pooh.
Hmm. Did you each do some individual projects? I think I saw some individual ones.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Shauna and from Carrie first.
You made the umbrella, Shauna.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
What was your umbrella?
See, Mrs. Linval brought an umbrella, and I had to get some paper and just draw a bunch of designs all over it and then stick the paper onto the umbrella.
I seem to recall a story in the Winnie the Pooh book about an umbrella where they go sailing.
Yes.
They're saved from the flood by climbing in the umbrella upside down, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
The umbrella upside down, not the Pooh and Piglet.
That's what it was supposed to be. I was supposed to design it for it to be a boat.
Uh-huh.
For them to float in. Mm-hmm.
And you used designs that you created that had to do with the mood of the story and then told us about it. Nate, you had a good one for Piglet.
Yeah, I made a boat that just out of my own mind and for Piglet to escape from the flood.
Uh-huh.
Is like a triangle boat with Piglet in it.
Carrie, what did you do for your project?
Well, what I did, I drew a puzzle that you had to find Piglet in and Pooh Sticks in and stuff, and then I did a word puzzle too.
Uh-huh. And let's see, we haven't asked Dan, have we?
Yeah, I made one of those. I made little boats for...
And a walnut half, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A nut half?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's both, nut half, but we didn't have any nut half, so I used fluoride cups.
Little paper cups.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what did we do with them? Didn't we have races outside in little tubs of water? That was part
wonderful.
Of our poo party. Or did we? Were we brave enough to do it in a bubble, or did we go outside?
We went outside.
I thought so.
I understand that you all participated in the Pooh Sticks game at Pooh Sticks Bridge over in England. How did that happen? Let's hear from Nate on that.
Okay. In the Pooh Sticks...
Tell us, don't read it. I know you've got some notes that you made. Tell us what you did.
We made tongue depressors with our name and address on them. And we put our name and our address on marker, and then we give them to Miss Linval, and she took them to England with her, and that's what she did whenever she went. She played Pooh Sticks with them sticks, and whoever won...
Not only did she play Pooh Sticks, we all got to play Pooh Sticks.
It was kind of funny when we had to walk quite a distance. Would you say a half mile, three-fourths of a mile? Down to Pooh Sticks Bridge, through the woods. And when we got there, an English girl and her Danish friend, I'd say they were in their early 20s, and a beautiful German shepherd were there. Well, I had to convince about the first eight people to play the game. We had color-coded, so we had a group of blue, black, green, and red, so we could pick the winners more easily. And I talked eight people into playing it, and the students had given suggestions of how to let the stick go into the water, whether with a twist of your wrist or whether you should spin it on the way down or a direct drop or throw it out a little ways. Well, the first ones that started toward the water got the German Shepherd's attention, and he ran right down there to the stream, but he just watched. He didn't touch one.
He didn't go in and grab them.
No.
Like a retriever might have.
And Jackie and I stood on the other side of the bridge as the judges to see which one came through first, and I had taken a list so that we wouldn't get mixed up. And then after the first race was over, then everyone was clamoring that they wanted to do it. They wanted to do it. And we had a good game of Pooh Sticks. And then I brought a little prize back from a shop called Pooh Corner nearby there and brought some little pins and some little fountain pens for the winners.
So that was a very fine day, walking through the woods, getting to the bridge, playing Pooh Sticks with your kids' poo sticks that you had fixed for us. And we figured they were biodegradable, and that even with their colors on them and so forth, so they wouldn't hurt the environment. And it would be nice if somebody would have found one in the stream and written to you. But
we haven't heard yet.
Haven't
we
heard
haven't given up
yet.
Hope.
Well, it was if it was in indelible ink, why you might hear
mm-hmm.
yet about from your poo stick. Well, our time is beginning to get close to the end, and there's one important person in the poo books that you haven't mentioned at all. Who's that?
Christopher Robin.
Who's Christopher Robin?
He's a, okay.
Okay, let's hear from Carrie. She's got her hand up.
He's a person, and he was the one that helped A.A. Mill make up the story, because he always played with his animals, and he acted like they were real live animals, and mm-hmm. he had.
What relation is he to A.A. Mill?
He's A.A. Mill is his father.
His father. So these. So Christopher Robin is the son, and what is his relationship to the toys? Nate?
He loves them very much, and he'd play with them every day whenever he had a chance.
They're his toys. Actually, right now, those actual toys are in the New York Public Library, and there is a controversy as to whether they ought not to go back to England and be there in the Pooh area where they belong. Dan?
In the Pooh lot, where the Poohs are, I remember that Piglet got lost because it's in an orchard someplace, an apple orchard.
Yeah, Piglet is missing.
Yeah.
And that's not surprising for poor little Piglet, because Piglet often got into scrapes and adventures where he'd be missing for a while, and now he's finally missing. But Tigger and Eeyore, the gloomy Eeyore, and Winnie the Pooh, and Kanga,
and Roo.
Maybe Roo. I think maybe Roo is missing, too, out of the
Piglet
pocket.
Piglet had his face chewed off by a dog at one point.
Oh, yeah.
They had to fix him back up.
Yeah. Well, we can go to the Velveteen Rabbit and say that the more a stuffed animal is loved and the more it becomes real, the more it's loved and the more eyes it loses and fur it loses and so forth. Did you get a card from your teacher when she was in England?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I saw her sending poo cards to all of you. So it was a poo season, and what I want to suggest for our listeners is that you're never too old for poo, never. And you're never too young, so that you can have it read to you if you're preschool or kindergarten or first grade. You can begin reading it for yourself as you get older. And I know adults, including all of us on our trip, that read and enjoyed Pooh. So I suggest that everybody read the Pooh books and read the poetry books, too, which have a certain number of Pooh poems, but they aren't all. Mm-hmm. You've heard some of them on this program before, especially those of you that have listened more than 1 year. I'm sure we had James Morrison last year or something. But we need to give some writing activities for our listeners. And have you got any suggestions, any of you kids, for things that people could write about right now that might be inspired by the Pooh books? Dan, you had your hand up first.
Okay. Maybe you could write about, try to read a chapter in the book and write about it.
You could do that. What else? Nate, have you got an idea?
Well, you could read a chapter in the book, and if there's like a problem in it, you can make a solution, design it by yourself.
That's
and
right.
Write about
and
it.
Your teachers may very well be familiar with Pooh and know some of those problems. Hunting for the North Pole, and when you find a heffalump and try to trap it and so forth. Shauna?
Maybe you could design a heffalump.
That would be fun. How about you, Carrie?
You could pick your favorite character, and you could draw a picture of it and write why it's your favorite character.
That's right. These are taken right out of the book. Now, if you haven't had a chance to read the book yet, and today is your writing day, here's a couple of suggestions that you could come from the book, but wouldn't necessitate reading it right now. And that is, I bet you all of you at some point have had, have had a stuffed animal or have one now. What is your relationship to your stuffed animal? Did you ever lose it? Did it ever get thrown away? Maybe it isn't an animal, maybe it's your blanket from when you were little, something that you carried around.
Carrie also wrote on one when we did the project on what is friendship.
Yes, this is a very strong theme of the Winnie the Pooh book, that Christopher is friends with all of his animals. The animals are friends with each other, although Eeyore sometimes doubts it,
mm-hmm.
and yet they prove to be his friend. Pooh and Piglet are close friends.
Maybe you could write what your friends are to you, or what you do for a friend, or what you would hope a friend might be to you.
Another thing you might do in the Pooh Sticks variety is you've made up games yourselves. When I was little, and even now that I'm grown up, I still make up games, the kinds of games that we can play. And if you've made up games, you might try telling us how you play your game and what is fun about it, whether it's a game with other people or it's a game you play by yourself, games you might play in the car to while away boring hours as you're driving. What are the kinds of games you make up that don't belong to any game company or book or something like that, that you thought up out of your own head? And then you might write something. Another idea is all these animals have character types. Piglet is young and innocent and a little bit shy. Winnie the Pooh says he's a bear of little brain, and yet he turns out to be fairly smart. Eeyore always looks on the gloomy side of things. And maybe you know somebody that looks on the gloomy side of things. And then there's Tigger, who's ready to try anything and is very bouncy and rambunctious and gets in everybody's way, but is lovable. So does that seem like enough ideas to start out with for the writing?
Yes, I think so.
And maybe your teachers can suggest some others, too. So I and Ann Linvall and Ann's class from last year, and for this year's class, too, will all look forward to hearing what you have to say about Winnie the Pooh. And I thank you, Carrie and Shauna and Nate and Danny and Ann Linvall, for being with us on this program.
We're glad you could come.
Thank you.
Bye.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.